Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. It is time for a network update, as we do every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joins us. Roger, we have a lot to talk about, a lot of great stuff to talk about. Let's start with our good friend Lois, who's been with us from the beginning.
Well, that's right. And in fact, it was 40 years ago today, on August 28th, 1983, that Lois walked in the door of KXEI and let the manager know that she would like to join the staff and be an announcer. And we are really thrilled to be able to say happy anniversary, Lois, and thank you for 40 years of very wonderful service to YNOP and to our listeners. And Lois is the one and only person who has been here from day one all the way to the present.
Through thick and thin, she's weathered the storms quite literally through the years, and we appreciate her so much. 40 years today, that's excellent.
Oh, that's right. And Lois has seen quite the range of things, Dave. When she began, they were broadcasting on one FM station in Havre, Montana, putting those round vinyl things on a spinning metal disc.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of my early years too, but she goes back to the days when you played music off turntables, and now here today we're doing things like podcasting.
Yes, yes. And you know what? That's a good segue. Let's talk about Radio Africa FM, which is our podcasting in Africa. And today we could say it's available?
That's right. A few hours ago, it went live, so people all across Africa can just type in radioafrica.fm, and they will pull up a very simple, very easy-to-use website, which starts with a listing of languages. We're debuting with four languages today, French, Fulani, Swahili, and English, and they find a list of programs under each one of those languages. So if a French-speaking person logs on, they just click the French button, and that brings up a listing of the programs that we have in French. Then they can run through those, and when they select a program, there's a menu of dozens, or in some case hundreds, of programs that they can hear. For instance, we air the in all four languages. We air the through the Bible ministry, and we have an entire year's worth of broadcasts on in each one of those languages of the Through the Bible program. We kept it simple to operate. It's a no-frills site because we didn't want it to burn up too much bandwidth for the user, since bandwidth can be expensive in Africa. But we're really thrilled about the potential of this, Dave, because anyone in the world, of course, with an internet connection can access it. And the goal is twofold for the future. One is add more languages so that we can serve more people. And then the second is to put as much funding as we can into advertising the podcast page, so that someone maybe in Rwanda who's never heard the gospel will be on the Facebook account, and they'll see an ad pop up for radioafrica.fm. And of course, since they're already on their mobile device, they just click the button and it'll take them right to the page. They'll be able to see what it is. And we believe God is going to use this as one of the tools that is available to present the gospel and to provide good, solid Bible teaching to many, many people across the continent.
Okay, so that's up and running. As a matter of fact, you as a listener can go there and take a look yourself, radioafrica.fm. And it's thanks to folks like you who have supported us through the years to make things like this happen. One of the big ways that is accomplished is through Share-a-thon, which is coming up. We have our next chance for Share-a-thon, which always starts with our Day of Hope, which is going to be a busy day this time around, Roger.
It sure is. 2 weeks from today, we are going to have probably the busiest Day of Hope we've ever had. And, you know, Dave, we always try to make that a time of encouragement for YNOP listeners. This year, we felt that was especially important, and so we worked hard to find just the right list of people to join us, and we're going to be hearing from several of them, people like Ron Hutchcraft, Bonnie Sala from Guidelines International, blessing offer. Talked with Marcy when you and Marcy were at the Momentum Conference a few months ago. We're going to hear a little bit from him. We have some really special things to share on that Day of Hope. Then in the afternoon, we're going to, again, look at the incredible opportunities that God has given us. This is a time where it just seems like God is really working to reach unreached people, and doors have opened again for Your Network of Praise to partner with a couple other ministries to go into places where the gospel is either not available at all or is available only on a very limited basis. And some of these areas are areas where illiteracy is keeping people from being able to have access to the gospel. They can't read a tract or a Bible, and so they need to have it in audio form. And we're going to be working with a couple ministries to advance that work in Africa that is so essential. And right now, it just seems the Lord is really moving in that direction, so we want to do everything we can to follow Him forward. So the Day of Hope is going to be a time both of encouragement for our listeners and then also an opportunity for all of us to work together to give hope to others on the other side of the globe who otherwise are going to have very limited access to the life-changing Word of God that we have in such abundance here in the U.S.
You know what's a lot of fun for me, Roger, is getting together with friends. I had it happen just a couple of weekends ago. We were all sitting at dinner, four or five couples, and one of them starts talking about the MP3 player that Your Network of Praise has made available and extolling how wonderful it is. And I just sit there and listen. So thank you to everyone who's gotten excited about that, sharing the gospel with folks around the globe.
Yeah, and the MP3 audio ministry is one of the really important ones for the future. Joseph, our Africa director, has been in Africa for the last several weeks, and he has already got a stack of requests from people in various countries around Africa who have said, our people need these. How soon can you get us some in this particular language? Wow. And so he and I have a lot to talk about, and we'll share that with listeners in the days ahead. But yeah, it's an exciting time. From those days when Lois was first putting a record album on the turntable to the days where we live in now that have satellite technology and online things, mobile apps, all of that. It's pretty amazing, and thanks to YNOP's listeners and their prayers and generosity, we've been able to take advantage of every opportunity that God set before us, and we don't take that for granted. We're very grateful for that.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Roger. Again, our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on Your Network of Praise. You want to go back, listen to the whole thing, you missed some of it, or you want to share it with others, you can do that a couple of ways. We have our podcast page at YNOP.org. You can also find it at Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.